altar call, but you can't find the scripture. It's not a scripture. It's the Holy Spirit touching. Amen. You can call them all you want to, and even if you call and call and they come forward, but if the Holy Ghost didn't touch them, are you listening now?
Yeah.
If it's you did it, it's in the flesh.
That's right. Amen.
Because it's not by might,
nor by power,
say it. But it's by my Spirit, said the Lord. I'm teaching you because if we ever get into a lesson, you will begin to know. I'm laying foundation that if we get in, you will know. Not jump into a message and So, Jonah went to Tarshish. God says, go, read the little book of Jonah tonight. Go to Nineveh. And Jonah believed in free will, so he went down, bought his ticket, and fell asleep. He sure is going to go to the opposite direction. Isn't that amazing? Fell asleep. So God's decree will come to pass when God says something, even if you're sleeping. What else could you be doing? I mean, God said do it and you went to bed. And God still accomplished it even when you're sleeping.
Amen.
God's decree will be accomplished.
Yeah.
Even if you don't come to church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. You're not following. You're not getting it. Even if you don't, you stop serving God. In other words, it doesn't depend upon you. An eternal decree does not it depends upon you. There's a scripture in the, I think it's the 9th chapter of Romans. Not him that will it. It's not him that will it. But it's who God shows mercy. Beautiful scripture. I think it's the 9th chapter of Romans. But are you following me? Jonah went the opposite direction, fell asleep. But by his free will. But in the middle of the ocean, something happened. What happened? What happened? So God's free will, okay? God's predestination purpose, a storm rose. Okay? That didn't stop Jonah. He already have his free will. He's going to Nineveh, to Tarshish. Bought his ticket, sleeping in the boat, right? God never violates his free will. He accomplishes his free will. But then a storm rose up. Put it up there a little bit to like Romans 9:16. The storm rose up while he was in the middle of the ocean. If you're following me, say amen.
Amen.
While Jonah was in the middle of the ocean, without violating Jonah's free will, the storm rose up. And what? The men tried to bring the boat to where it's going. Tried. Man's free will. But the more they tried, the worse it got. So where did Jonah's free will got him? And God prepared a whale. While your free will is in operation, God's preparing a whale to swallow up your free will. Without violating your free will. And he said, well, God, why did you do that? And God said, why did you do that? You have your way, I have my way. So God got him to Nineveh without violating his free will. So where are you going to get? Where's your free will going to get you? So God's purpose is going to be accomplished.
Amen.
He's accomplished all his purpose. You say, well, look at that. And you're looking by the natural. But we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Romans, so then, back up a little more. Look at Romans. Back up a little more. Up. Go up a little more. All right, let's just read this, okay? Let's just read this chapter. Let's everybody read it. Come on, read loud. I lie not. In the Holy Ghost. From Christ, for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. Hold on, you're so patient. I'm explaining a doctrine to you.
Yes.
I'm not jumping around sweating because you won't get it. Do you see how patient? That's why you need a teacher. What do you think we're having here now? Oh, Pastor, just sit down, we're so quiet. For your sake, I have to explain. Otherwise, you missed it. You don't get it. I'm connecting scriptures to show you without violating your free will, if you think it's a free will, or God's overriding will be done. You getting it? So I sit here talking to you, slowing down, giving you scripture. You should leave this church rejoicing.
Amen.
You should come back shouting instead of just dead and dry. I know, like, where am I? You don't even hear a thing. Look, I sit breaking the bread, the word to you.
Amen.
You go to church, hey, shouting and jumping and kicking and running around and giving you a little word here. No, look what I'm doing with the Bible. That's what you need. You need understanding of the scripture. And once you begin to understand the power of God, okay? If you don't understand and you think it's just your power and your understanding, you're not going to get it. But here, verse 4 says, read on again. And all of these, if we get into this, I'll be preaching it. But then you'll understand it. But you till the ground before you put the seed. You got to get the stones of doubt, unbelief, lack of knowledge out of the mind, right? And make it good ground. You see what I'm doing now? Searching for good ground. Breaking up the fallow ground. Boom. Who are Israelites? To whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory? Read on. And the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. For verse 5. Who are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh,
Christ came.
Hey, look at that. Underline that. Who is over all? Who is over, can override, overrule all your will? Who is over all? A lot of preachers, they don't see this. They just get up there and they're big time, they're popular, thousands and round the world, and they think they got something. But the poor people don't understand. You teach, and you get a lot of knowledge, but it's not right. Who is over all? God blessed forever. Amen. Who is the God blessed forever? Christ Jesus. Next verse says, not as though the word of God had taken none effect. For they are not all Israel, although they are Israel in the flesh, although they are Pentecostal, although they are Christian, although they go to church, although they've been church forever, they're not all because there was an Israel in the flesh. There is a Pentecostal tongue-talking people in the flesh. Are you getting it now? So there's something that you need to know. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for there was a mixed multitude. There was an unbelieving group. All among the church people, pastors, ministers, unbelieving group, don't believe the word of God. For they are not all Israelites. That means God's people, which are of Israel. Now remember, I didn't say that. I'm only explaining something to you that's in the Bible, your Bible. Next verse. Neither because they are seed of Abraham are they all children, but because Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. But the promise was in Isaac. In Isaac shall thy seed be called. Let me read again. Go back to verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed. So, I could stay there for a while. So, that's powerful more than you think, or maybe hear any preacher explain. All right. A corn. What does a corn, if you plant a corn in the ground, what do you get? Do you get apples? Now, if you plant an apple seed, what do you get? Corn?
Apples.
If two cows mate, what do you get?
Cows.
And I'm giving a lesson. If a cat and a dog gender, what do you get? A cat and a dog produces a dog.
No.
Why not? Because the seed of the dog is not in the cat. And the seed of the cat is not in the dog. The seed of the cat is in the cat. The seed of the dog is in the dog. A human being. If a human being gendered with an animal, he said, no, Deuteronomy tell you about it. What do you get? Can a human gendering with an animal produce a human?
No.
Why not? The seed is different. When the fallen angels gendered with the daughters of Adam, what did you get? Come on. Come on. When Satan seed genders with the seed, what would you get? You're looking at me all. When God created the planets, the heaven, the earth, and he made all that, he made what? Kind?
After
is kind. That's the law. The seed was in it. The substance was in the seed in it. When you take a corn, there are many seeds in it. You plant that grain of corn, the seed is in it. So therefore, when God wanted sons, it had to be from himself.
Amen.
Because the seed was in God.
Amen.
Are you in it?
Yes.
You following?
Yes.
Not all Israel are Israel, but the seed was in Isaac. You could be an Israelite, but you're not. The seed is not. You could be Abraham's seed, but the seed was in Isaac.
Yes.
So if you didn't come out of Isaac, you could never be. In the natural. And only God who could do a miracle by the process of adoption. Okay. Go on home and think about it and come back, son, and tell me what you think. Human beings produce human beings. And God doesn't go by the color in this because they're human beings. Okay? Now, is it 8? That is, they which are the children of the flesh. Ah, why not? Because God is the Spirit. So you must be born again. So now, the flesh could not produce the Spirit. So, to be God's children, you had to die. And reborn. Regeneration. So we were children of wrath, even as others. But by grace, on the cross, we died to the first Adam, the flesh, and raise up a new creation by the Spirit. So free will couldn't do that. Because your free will could not get you into the family of God. Because God is Spirit and you're flesh. So your free will does not produce you. That is, they which are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for. You see that word seed? Just like a spermer. When a father and his wife and the father plants that seed in the womb of his wife, they get a child, and another seed is in that child, and another seed. The seed, God's children, the seed was in Isaac. Amen. Amen. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, coming on down. And when Christ came, through Christ, he had a seed in him. Amen. He shall see his seed. He brought forth kind after his kind. That's why you're here. Okay. Are you glad I'm back? For this is the word, read, of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son, seed. You see, the devil tried to mix it up when Ishmael. Hurry. Because Sarah was only thinking of the flesh. It was a promise. And the promise did not need a flesh. And not only this, read. What happened? For the children be not yet born, that the purpose of God, according to predestination, foreknowledge, election, the same, might stand, not of free will works, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, Esau would serve Jacob, the elder Esau shall serve the younger Jacob, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated, because Jacob had the seed. What shall we say then? All right, are you going to accuse God now? Are you going to point your finger, get upset at God now, accuse God of? What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Next verse. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. You see that? I will have mercy. Now, you're going to get upset with God because he can do that? Or you want him to be bound to you? I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is. Hold on. Free will. It's my free will. And I wanted to correct Brother Cliff, but I couldn't. He wouldn't take it. We were friends. So sometimes it's better leaving. I'm not knocking, but because we have a friend. And he was, but I couldn't show him that because he believed in my free will. Somebody say, Pastor Redburn is talking about. No, I'm not. I'm giving you a lesson. Amen. Because Brother Cliff teach here for many years. He was a good man. Yes. Okay? But the difference is, because you didn't know, and it was not time to explain to you the difference between God's will and your will. Not my will, Lord. Jesus said it, but that. Even Jesus said it, but thy be done. See, people get all upset. Oh, brother. No. Come on, gossipers. Stop. It's a lesson. I'm showing you a lesson that was taught here, and I'm correcting it. But I couldn't because I love my brother. And you didn't know anything, so. No, it's time for you to know, so you just leave it alone. But we're friends. I understand people. You're teaching a lesson, and they don't hear the lesson, but they hear, Pastor Whitburn said, yeah, Brother Cliff. I didn't say that. I said he taught that free will. And I could not, N-O-T, correct it at this time because we differ at that time. But now I'm correcting something. 10 years, maybe, Brother Cliff, gone. God bless his heart. You see wisdom? I didn't go into it because God never led me.
Yeah.
My Jesus. I wish you all could just let that just die with you. Why you all like that? Why people are like that? They don't hear nothing you say, but they hear that little point. How come? Give me my Bible. I'm going home. I don't understand how people are like that. You're putting a lesson for their benefit and using here that doctrine was taught here, my free will. And then I'm trying to help you. Jeez. God. Help us now. Strip your little mouth up. And hear what the word. The purpose, what I'm saying, is that this was taught. I mentioned Billy Graham. Say it's your decision. I'm trying to show you it's not your decision. And even if you decide, it will be in the flesh. And you'll be a work of the flesh. Sarah tried it. Are you ready to go? You ready to go upstairs? I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. You know, I mean, Sarah thought she's going to help God. So she told Abraham, said, I got a maid. Free will. But look what we have right now. You know all this ISIS and what's going on, the problem, jihad. That's what you'll produce, jihad, ISIS. If you get out of God. Oh, Lord. Pentecostal people, they don't hear what they, but because the flesh in them, oh, I got that. That's not what I'm teaching to show you. This was taught here. Remember, Brother Cliff was our teacher. But now I'm teaching you, showing you this. So then, read on. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. See that? Not if him that will, free will, or run it, free run, but of God that showeth mercy. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord for that. Do you get that now? It's God. It's all about God. I'm trying to show you. Where is your free will? Only because you don't know. And if you have a free will, it's the flesh. Like Sarah said to Abraham, to try to fulfill the promise, let's do this, gave the maid, it's all flesh. If you try to help God, it will be like a cat and a dog, or a man with a horse, or a donkey. Now, one more thing. I don't know if you know. If you crossbreed, because they did it, I've seen it in Jamaica. If you crossbreed a donkey with a horse, do you know what you get? A mule. And a mule cannot reproduce. That's free will. Well, I wish I had time to teach that church down there. But I only had so many nights. You're getting the technical parts. You don't believe it? Check your YouTube, whatever it might be. Cross. That's why God didn't even want Christian to gender with non-Christian. Marriage.
That's right. Yeah. They don't have the Spirit of God.
You act like you don't know. My auntie, crossbreeder donkey, and she get a mule. You know what the only thing mule good for? Work, the work of the flesh. Oh, wow. They're strong to carry load, burden, rocks, that, no good. Yeah. They can never produce anything else. A mule.
Wow.
Poor Balaam was riding, a mule or whatever, a crossbreed, I don't know what he was riding. I wish if this church could get something and shout and praise the Lord. See, not that looking all that. Just look at crossbreed. That's why God had to say, let us make man in our not crossbreed image.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, let me read on and close. Are you getting something tonight? See how you bless? I break it down. I wouldn't break it down this technical and the if I was. For the scripture said unto, read, Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, at the mercy and whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Okay, so therefore, Ephesians 2 speaks about the children of wrath. We were children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Mercy. Even when we were dead in sin, what did he do? He quickened us. That's how he got us out, by the Spirit birth. You must be born again, because God could not produce a child from the first Adam that belongs to God. So he had to die. So he sent Jesus to take you, all of Adam, and died with it, and raised up with a new Adam. Any man be in Christ? It's a new creature. All these people up here, you know, they don't know. Even when we were dead, it's it. Had quickened us together. Go back to Romans. So by grace are you saved, not of works, which we have done, but it's grace. Closing in Romans. Thou wilt say then unto Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault for what resisteth his will? In other words, they're blaming God. Said, if he has all the power to do this, why don't he, when somebody sinned, why don't he, you know, blame them? He could have bring everybody back. Oh, you don't. Because you don't know the will of God. Oh, the mystery of God. Said, what wilt thou say then unto me? Why doeth he yet find fault for who hath resisted his will? Next. Nay, but, O man. In other words, who are you? Who do you think you are? That's what it means. Eh? Look at you. Dust. Do you know who you are? A little dust. Who do you think you are to question God? Eh? Who do you think you are? You ever see somebody in there, you just walk over and say, who do you think you are? You try that again, I'll show. Who do you think you are? That's what I'm saying. Who do you think you are? God doesn't have to give account to you. He doesn't even have to talk to you. It's one of the problems that the president's saying, when I'm going to do something, if I'm going to blow you up, I'm not going to tell you I'm coming to blow you up. The news guy, and they're going to say, oh, we need to know everybody. President said, who do you think you are? I ain't going to tell you. I just go over and do what I got to do. Because I tell you, everybody's going to know. So God said, who do you think you are? Nay, man. Oh, man. But, oh, man. Who art thou that repliest, arguing with God, shall the thing form say to him that form it? All right, you see this thing under here? You see this thing? Excuse me, Jordan, I'm not even touching it. Look at, you see this thing right there? Was it formed? That vase down there, was it formed?
Yes.
Somebody formed it, right?
Yes.
Now, can that vase say to the potter, why are you making me like this?
No.
Well, in other words, you are no more than that.
Amen.
You're just a container. And if God want to make you into a vessel of honor or dishonor, it's up to God.
Amen.
You getting the message?
Amen.
Mrs. and Mr. Freewheeler? You got your free will. I won't do it. Had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump, Adam? One lump. He makes one vessel unto honor and another to dishonor. The same. What if God, willing to show his power and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath? Notice there. Fitted not for salvation, but fitted for destruction. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore, that means before, preordained, predestinated. Afore means what? From before the foundation of the world, prepared unto glory. That's right, something to shout about. Even us. you stop. I don't understand how you can just read something. Even us. You understand what he's saying? Look at you. Even us. Vessels of mercy. And you just read it like that. Whom he had called, not of the Jew only, but also of the Gentiles. Then he referred Paul, looking for the mouth of two witnesses. Another scripture, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and our beloved, which were not beloved. Amen. Is that all, or is there more? Here's another witness. Hosea, Paul, Hosea, Isaiah. and cut it short in Jesus Christ, righteousness. Because a what?
A seed.
A seed. Now, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Is anything left? It was all destroyed. They were, so if there was no seed, it would be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So here, verse 30, on a line is different from 31. The Gentiles, go back, read it. That the Gentiles have attained even because they did it by faith and not by works. But verse 31 now, which followed after the law had not attained it. Not by faith, but it does by free will works. Because free will is works. I did it. For stone. As be ashamed. All right, so you get that tonight? If you weren't here, you miss a vital lesson. You don't know. See, you don't know what you miss. People don't. They just don't come to church tonight. They think, oh, it's just church. You would never understand when it affects you in eternity that you did that night and so much was said. Because nobody can. There's nobody. I don't think we didn't record it because I was going to say certain things. So that's gone. See? So you would never heard it. Because there's nobody here can explain it like I just did. You can try. So you missed it. You'll hear nobody. But the basic, that's how important church is. And a teaching church. Amen. Take pastor for granted. I don't have to miss. Anita, you've been around a long time. Have you ever heard this explained like this? See that? Mary, have you? Where's my notes? Just came back. I'm tired as a...
Tired.
As a cook burger. Worn out, dried up. But you never heard that, right? And look how calm I tell you. That you get it in your mind. I was planting it into your minds.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you get that? A patient. And you say, oh, it was a quiet tonight. No. I buried that into your mind, to your spirit. So where is boasting then? He said it. It's free will. Where's your boasting? What are you going to boast about? It's God that work it in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All right. Okay, let's receive a